So I'm interested in, you as a leader, what sort of adjustments have you made to your leadership style during this time?
This is a funny question that you've asked, George. Actually, to be frank, well, in our management styles, there's like many differences. We use animals to differentiate our management style. Previously, I would say I'm a very dolphin type of person that I would take everyone's advice, listens to people and see what to come up with the best solutions. But I think the most style that I've changed, I've become a leopard. Having said that, it's because I need to make solid decisions in very rapid way. I need to make decisions based on the situations to the minutes because, as you know, day by day, the policy changes, the environment changes. So I can't take my time to decide what should we be doing next. So I think the management style I've changed very dramatically in that sense. It helps me to bring the team together all in a very strong form.
Right. Okay. So therefore, you're very one of the things about a dolphin. You're very people focused,
Yes.
and a classic leopard is less people focused. So have you become a, you know, has have you adopted this fast decisions but maintained your people focus? What have you become a sort of a driver with that human touch?
Yes. Well, I believe in time like this, people need a strong leader. They understand, well, because with my, people focus, previous people focus management style, people knew that, I care for them. I try to make the best decisions for them as well. So in a sense that in a fast changing pace, like this current epidemics, our employees realize that the decisions I have to make is for their own good. If I have to take time, it might change all of a sudden because of the government policy, because of our client situation. So they will very appreciate that I have took up the step and do what we have to do.
Right. Okay. So they understood that, Edmund is a very people-focused person, but, he just needs to move quickly now. Okay.
Yes, that's
And
correct.
have there been any other adjustments that you've made, Edmund? Faster decisions, in the moment decisions. Any other adjustments?
Well, I guess, keeping in constant communications with the team, well, virtually at that time was very important, yet very difficult as well, because previously when we're in office, it's easy to gather a meeting, but now virtually is that we have to discuss, make sure the teams are on board, they know what's happening next. That has become a very major path for me as well, to make things very effective in a virtual way.
Right. Okay. So it's about, in some ways, about certainty management or uncertainty management, whichever way you look at it, isn't it? So the more certain we can make, if we reduce the uncertainty, we can actually reduce the stress.
Yes, that's correct.